Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000?
And welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. We discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And as we do every day, we begin with some sort of a celebration today. Gotta love these. Pack Your Lunch Day. It is National Pack Your Lunch Day. National Blueberry Popover Day. The blueberry popover is just for a little bit of fun. You kind of enjoy those right there. Blueberry popovers. But from there, watching the markets this morning, it's been a little bit of a mixed market this morning. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 10.79 as we speak at 20,890. Oil down another 29 cents a barrel. Obviously, here in the state of confusion, we don't mind when oil goes down just because we keep taxing ourselves even more to get the oil prices back up there so that we don't have any benefit when it comes to reduced oil. LA, again, voting to increase taxes. What does it mean on our gas prices? Well, the national average, according to AAA, $2.303 per gallon of gasoline here in the state of confusion, $3 per gallon. Good to see you there, Jason. Glad you're checking in with us. Glad seeing you. Some folks checking with us on our Facebook live feed. So if you're watching, listening on the broadband or singleradio.tv, if you've got questions, comments, thoughts, feel free to share them right there on that Facebook live feed. But we're moving right along here. I'll check out what's going on. What is the effect on the 10-year Treasury of all these market movements? Well, 10-year Treasury yielding 2.59. That is a good number for our seniors because they're the ones that are living off of that income. That's where the seniors see most of their money coming from. So that does help the seniors a little bit. But what is, how does that all translate into what we're doing in our economy? So here's the thoughts right there, because we did get the first full month's worth of employment, labor numbers coming out from during the Trump administration, and we're seeing some good numbers. The economy added that. Now we saw on Wednesday, AD came out with a blowout number that the economy added 298,000 jobs. Well, the Bureau of Labor Statistics came out with their numbers this morning, and they came out telling us that we had added 235,000 new jobs. The expectation for 190,000 jobs being added. Unemployment rate ticked down to 4.7%. We, you know, I'm on the side here. I've told this to you many, many times. Unemployment number is a garbage number. When you're looking at that U3 number, in order to get a legitimate number, and these are all government statistics, so they're coming from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, it's not Ron Siegel radio numbers, you must go and look at the U6 number, especially after the 8 years, fortunately, gave up. So the U3 number, that's the number that they want everybody to follow. That's at 4.7%. That is what they call the unemployment number. The real unemployment number is Bureau of Labor Statistics U6 number. That is the total unemployed and underemployed, and those people that just quite frankly gave up on economy. So here's the idea there. That comes to 9.2% of our population right there. So, and, you know, I'm listening to one of the Dems this morning, and they're saying, well, it's all because of the policies that were put in place under the Obama administration. Really?
Ridiculous.
Totally ridiculous. Think about this. The date, and I love, here's a good one. This is great. If you look from the day President Obama was elected, the day that he was inaugurated in 2009, the stock market tumbled thousands of points. That's called anticipation. Now, if you look at what happened from the day that President Trump was elected, November of 2016, and his inauguration, the stock market, or go till today, the stock market has skyrocketed. Why? Because of anything that president has done. It's the same thing as under the Obama administration. It's called anticipation. The stock market is anticipating. We're up, oh, about 2,000 points, 3,000 points. Now, our friends on the left, they're going to say that, well, under the Obama administration, the stock market went from 9,000 the day he was elected to about 18,000 the day that he left office. Okay, so that's 9,000 points days, 40 days. That's called anticipation. Now, they still have to come and do things. Now, unfortunately, one thing that President Trump has not done yet that President Obama did do pretty quickly in his first you know, 2-3 months in office, and this is I jest. President Trump has not won the Nobel Prize yet. Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
Now, before President Obama did anything, he had won that prize. So that's just you just got to have to wonder about the validity of the Nobel Prize. In any event, I digress. So we had 235,000 net in February. The expectation was 190,000. Employment rate ticked down the fake number from 0.8 to 4.3%. One of the numbers, though, the labor force participation rate, 1,000 people in the economy, decided to get back into the economy, decided to get back into the game. Think about that one. It's a big number right there. Average hourly earnings up 0.2%. They were 2.8% higher than a year ago, and that's from an annual rate of 2.5%. So we're seeing a little bit of strength right there. The biggie again. Now, here's another one of those interesting issues. When you look at the compilation of job created. Now, in the Obama administration, the idea was, let's see how many government jobs you can create. Well, I think the number this month, I have it in front of me, was 6,000 new jobs created in the government sector. The big loser in job was retail. Well, isn't that a surprise? You get stupid like Nordstrom saying they're not going to sell Ivanka Trump's product for some stupid reason that they claim, well, sales were down. But we just learned earlier this week that sales were like 300% above their historical best in the month of February. You wonder why retail sales are down? Think about that concept. It's because retail is going by the wayside because of stupid decisions being too politically correct. Probably noticed I'm not very politically correct on the broadcast. But construction jobs, those are the high-paying jobs, up 58,000 for the month. Those are the jobs we want to create, not the hospitality jobs, and nothing against people in the hospitality industry. We need them. But those are entry-level jobs. Those are not the jobs that are going to get people to buying a house and dealing with some of these other beautiful things that go in our society, having some dreams, meeting those dreams. When you get into an entry-level job, that's for our kids. That's where they should be. Now, I've got a report here that we'll talk about as well, the concept of minimum wage jobs. I've talked about this before with our loon mayor here in the city of Anaheim who thinks $15 an hour, or Los Angeles. Of this, 81% of the people reelected the mayor of Los Angeles on Tuesday. 81%. Now, what did he promote in his advertising? He was able to get tax credits for the people in Hollywood, $330 million in tax credits, and he was working on getting minimum wage up to $15 for the rest of us. Really? That's something to be proud of? Now, do the math here. $15 an hour is $30,000 a year. Can you live $30,000 a year? Very difficult in Southern California. Now, again, I'm not putting down anybody, but those jobs are not meant to be living wages. Those are entry level. That's for our kids to go and learn how to have a work ethic. And a work ethic is not sitting at home waiting until the first of the month to get the electronic funds transfer check from the government. That's not called a work ethic. Or going and sitting out on the curb and harassing people in their yards. That's not a work ethic. The idea of minimum wage is just such a false number. What happens with minimum wage? Real, real simple. McDonald's goes to having an iPad where you can order your food on an iPad. They don't have to pay the iPad minimum wage. You get the local restaurants. I was at an Islands restaurant yesterday. The waitress comes over with an iPad. They used to have people that they're doing a lot more jobs. I saw a restaurant just recently where you order your dessert and you pay your bill with the iPad that's left on the table. Now think about this in the hospitality industry. Have you ever gone to a hotel? Have you ever gone to a friend's house and you see a towel in the bathroom that has a big H on it? And their name is Jones. Well, it's because they got that towel at a Hilton somewhere, a Holiday Inn or wherever. So things that are in hotels and hospitality, unfortunately, they disappear. It's just the way of the world. But here's the concept. it's cheaper for the restaurant to put that tablet on the end of the table, knowing that X number of them are going to disappear, than paying $15 an hour. So you end up losing employment by increasing the minimum wage. But Mayor Garcetti won't tell you that. Mayor Tate won't tell you that. They promote the idea of a $15 minimum wage being something good. Oh, and by the way, we'll force the businesses to create housing for the people that are earning $15 an hour. Now, I don't know how much you travel. They do that in China. They do that in Russia. They give you a little bit of a stipend so you can spend a little bit of money on things you want. And then they pay for your housing, your health care, and a few other mandatory items. Is that the economy that we want to create here in America? Is that what we're really looking for? Is that where we want to be headed? Is that what we want to leave for our kids? Is that what we were given? Unbelievable. And you have a women's march. Now, I'm married almost 30 years, so I understand. I got a great wife. And my mom, I idolize my mother. Think about these concepts. But celebration of a day of women, shouldn't that be every day? Right? I mean, it's not an issue of men, women. These are items that are geared to segregate the population. Our idea now, I know that the liberals don't like this idea, but bring people together. Give people a vision. And the president made a speech in Congress to the joint session of Congress recently, and he gave an outlook and a vision. And people chastised him. I mean, this the dumbest thing that Mitt Romney ever did was apologizing for his success. Why in the world would you apologize for your success? Here's the difference between that and what the president did. The president's comment was, yeah, I'm successful, and I can show you how to be successful too. Think about it. I mean, if everybody could take $1 million, the president was given $1 million by his father, and turn that into billions of dollars. Look at the life that he and his family have because of a little seed money. Now, we don't all have that seed money, but we still have the same opportunity as long as we're not worried about a Women's Day march and a minimum wage. North Dakota, I think the numbers I saw, $20 an hour to work at McDonald's. Why? Because there's a shortage of labor. Think about it. These are the ideas that we want to get to in our society of working towards a better life for everybody. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, spring forward, does becoming an authorized user help your credit save money with zero balance transfers? The one thing everyone should do, but no one does, before buying a house. We've got a lot to chat about on this busy morning, and we're going to get right at it. You can reach us at time our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, ronsiegelradio.com. And now with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel, and if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by Area Trust Real Estate Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, 79564, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Get on a home search. You can find your dream home before someone else. That's the idea of it. Remember, this weekend, we've got daylight savings time coming back with a spring forward 1 hour. And what does spring forward really mean? What does the difference an hour make? What difference does an hour make as we adjust our clock for daylight savings time this weekend and spring forward? Look at it. Every hour in the housing market, 649 homes sell every hour. 177 homes regain positive equity. The median home value goes up $1.86. These are all numbers from the National Association of Realtors and CoreLogic. Don't forget, Sunday the 12th, 2 a.m., go ahead, set your time, your clocks ahead wherever you are. Unless, of course, you're a resident of Arizona or Hawaii, you don't do anything. Just some thoughts there. That's the real-time real estate segment. And coming to you from our real estate professionals, TechNasty. I thought I'd share with you an idea just about where is the market heading? Where are people moving? Where people move to and from in 2016. So we did see that California was pretty much balanced, the same amount of people coming and going. The big question that we would have to ask, what was the makeup of the people? You never worry about who's coming and who's going as much as what is the makeup of those people? What do are they same income? That's the big issue. I mean, it's great having people coming and, you know, balancing the market where the population is really changing. But just like we've heard on some of the new immigration policy, the idea would be, are we getting the group of people that are really be promoting society or that are going to enhance who we are? We want people that are going to make our world a better place. And I'm not saying, it's not an issue of immigrants, because most, unless you're Native American, you're an immigrant of some sort, right? The idea here, number one, doing it legally. I am a big, big proponent of the concept of legally. It's just a quirk that I have. I have no problem saying the words illegal immigrant. It's not undocumented. That's like saying that a burglar is an undocumented member of the household, right? I mean, it just doesn't work that way. So we want to bringing the people of the immigration in, people that are going to add to society, that have something to offer, that are not going to be taking jobs away from the people that are already here. The concept is bring somebody in who has something additional to add to our site. Now, where are the people leaving? And I love it because this report is done by United Van Lines. It's the 40th annual National Movers Study. And they try to make logic of moving to. And one of the comments that they made on here is that there's a lot of people that are leaving the Northeast and heading to warmer climates. And then they go on to say that where they're moving to. So they're leaving New Jersey, Illinois, New York, Connecticut, and they're moving to warmer climates, according to the report, according to the assumptions. Those warmer climates would be South Dakota, Vermont, Oregon, Idaho, and South Carolina. Are those the warmer climates? I think what we might find in those areas where the people are really moving to, it could be that it's not a warmer climate. It could be that there's more economic prosperity in those areas. And if there's more economic prosperity, then that's why people are going to go there. They're going to the Dakotas because there's good, high-paying jobs there. People can afford to support their families there. That's why they're going there. It has nothing to do with climate. Because, yes, while there are those people that are retiring, there are also those people that are looking to have a better life for themselves and their family. It's just the way it is. And they're finding that there's more jobs, there's more opportunity in the Dakotas with us becoming more and more energy independent. That's the concept, energy dependence. We've talked about the idea of the jobs report and why people are going and the 50,000 new construction jobs. Those are good issues. Those are good, high-paying jobs that people can use to support their families. So just think about that. Don't listen to this garbage out. Sometimes these reports, they come out going to warmer climates. Why? No, they're not. They wanted something better for their family, and they know that a homeowner's net worth is Ford's net worth. They want a good job, not the minimum wage jobs, that's going to allow them to buy a home for their family. Every 3 years, the Federal Reserve conducts a survey of consumer finance in which they collect data across all economic and social groups. The latest survey, which includes data from 2010 to 2013, reports that a homeowner's net worth is 36 times greater than that of a renter, $194,000 compared to $5,400. In a Forbes article, the National Association of Realtors, Chief Economist Warren Yoon predicts that at the end of 2016, the net worth gap will widen even further to 45 times. Now, just remember, I mean, I know that we're in 2017. They don't have all the numbers in 2016 yet. So that's why they talk about will project out. So as I've said before, simply put, home ownership is a form of forced savings. Every time you pay your mortgage, you're contributing to your net worth. Every time you pay your rent, you are contributing to your landlord's net worth. Think about that part of it. The latest National Housing Pulse survey from NAR reveals that 85% of consumers believe purchasing a home is a good financial decision. And Lawrence Yoon's comments, though there will always be discussion about whether to buy or rent or whether the stock market for bigger return than real estate, reality is that homeowners steadily build wealth. Simplest math shouldn't be overlooked. And the bottom line, if you're interested in finding out if you could put your housing cost to work for you by purchasing a home, let's get together. We'll take a look. We'll put together a roadmap for you to see what we can do. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, your current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, still got a lot on tap today. Does becoming an authorized help credit? How to save money with 0% balance transfers. The one thing everyone should do but no one does before buying a house. How does early retirement affect your Social Security? All that and more. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or any time at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you are ready for that next home, when you're ready to do a debt consolidation, FHA, get rid of the mortgage insurance, all of the products are available from Gold Star Mortgage. Give me a call. I'd be happy to put you in touch with the right people to get that done for you. The one thing everyone do, but no one does, before buying a house. So here's the idea. They're making a decision. Okay, I want to buy a house, and I have a budget that I want to spend. Say I want to spend $2,000 a month, $2,500 a month, whatever the number is. And you realize that right now you're currently spending maybe $1,500 a month, $2,000 a month on your rent. So, okay, $2,500, and you say, okay, I can spend $2,500 to $3,000 on a mortgage, because just talked about that being, I be that much more financially sound with a mortgage than renting. You're paying $1,500 to $2,000 on rent, paying somebody else's mortgage. So you've got a spread in there of about $1,000 that you spent saying, okay, I could spend $1,000 more, have my own house, own it, and start accumulating wealth for myself and my family. So what do I do? What's the concept here? The day that you make that decision doesn't mean that that's the day that you're going to own that new piece of property. You have to go out and start looking. You might have to get certain affairs in order to be able to do that, to be able to afford it. You might have to work on your credit report and make sure that the errors are corrected from your credit report. Think about those concepts. They're important issues. Now the next step to that becomes planning. If it's going to take you, say, 3-4 months to get that new property and you realize that you've got $1,000 in your budget is what you figure you can afford. Now, remember, we can't do all of this because you're going to get some immediate tax benefits as soon as you buy a house. Now, there's going to be the mortgage interest deduction. I'm not a tax guy, so you need to make sure you talk to a tax professional about this as well. But you're going to have the mortgage interest deduction. That's going to be a big deduction for you right there. Going to be able to write off some of your closing costs. Those are all benefits for you. But what I want you to understand here is that the day you make the decision, okay, we're going to start our game plan here. Start living like you already own that property. And take $1,000 that we had in that delta that we were just talking about and put that into, go to the bank, open up a brand new account and set up a payment for every single month while you're in that shopping process to put that $1,000 away into a separate account every month. It's just if you own that property already. It takes you five months to be there. Number one, you're already starting to realize what it's like to live on that particular budget. And if you make modifications to that particular budget, you're okay. You can do that. You don't have a problem with that. But by living on that budget day, you're saving some money, putting away extra money. Now, a lot of people don't realize that you're going to have extra expenses when you buy the house. We've talked about the extra expenses. I've even posted a video on the expenses of buying a house as well. So the concept there is understanding that even though when you're paying rent, there's no extra expense from rent to ownership. Everything that you are paying in rent, you will be paying in ownership. And say, oh, no, I don't have to pay maintenance. I just call my landlord. Really? Your landlord is putting that money aside. They're building it into your rent payment. I'm going to share some scary news with you. When you're renting, number one, not only are you paying your landlord's mortgage, you're paying your landlord's fake forced savings account that you might have on your own, and you've got and your landlord is building in taxes and insurance and maintenance. And oh, by the way, what do you think everybody does that has a piece of property? They want to make money. So they're going to build in some profit too if they can on that rent payment. So the idea here is for you to eliminate all of that. Set up a fund for your deferred maintenance. Here's what I share with folks on a regular basis. And again, I'm a simple guy. I get talked to really smart people in their own industry on a regular basis. So a few years ago, I believe it or not, I share this one, and this is an interesting one. I share this concept with people, and I'll have an insurance person in studio with me, and frequently they have never thought of this. They've never thought of sharing this information with their clients. I'm going to share it with you right now. Very, very well qualified buyer I'm dealing with right now. I'm helping him get a home that his daughter's going to live in. It's his home, but it's his daughter's going to live in there. is a mature daughter. It's not like she's a teenager. She's probably 30s, 40s, something. I don't know. Doesn't matter. They have an opportunity of getting rent or mortgage or I'm sorry, insurance with a $1,000 deductible, $2,500 deductible. There is savings on that $2,500 deductible for a $1,000 deductible. Here's what I want you to understand about that. Put that money into a Roth IRA, the savings amount, into a Roth IRA. Talk to your tax professionals about this. But put money into a Roth IRA. So in this particular instance, they're going to save $300 a year by putting the money into a Roth IRA, by putting these increased deductible. $300 a year they're saving. You put three. Now, we know from the actuarial tables that people are using their insurance on their home insurance, their liability insurance, every 10 to 12 years. That's just what the insurance people will tell us. So think about this. If you take and put that $300 a year into a Roth IRA and you don't have an event for 10 years, you've now got $3,000 of your money in the Roth IRA plus the earnings that come from the Roth IRA that you could take any time that you need it to pay that deductible. That's the beauty of going and planning. Now, say you don't have an event, you don't have a claim on your house. Okay, well, that just keeps on growing every year, year after year. At some point when you decide to retire, you've got money set aside that's going to help you. So the idea of living as if is what we started this whole segment about. Living on that budget, understanding what that budget is, understanding how to game plan through this entire process. That's what I want you to be geared to. And start off right away. As soon as you make the decision to buy the house, start making the payment that you budgeted and setting up that separate account. Now, it doesn't make sense to do the Roth IRA in year one, but it does make sense to do that down the road. Think about it. Talk to your CPA, your tax professional. See if that makes sense for you. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When you come back, does becoming an authorized user help your credit? How to save money with a zero balance transfer? And how does early retirement affect your Social Security? Remember, you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Good morning, Doreen. Glad to see you checking in here this morning. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. If you're 62 years of age or older, have a little bit of equity in your property, maybe you have a lot of equity in your property, reverse mortgage might be a great solution for you. Let's talk about it. Let's see if it makes sense. Give me a call, 800-306-1990. Does becoming an authorized user help your credit? Is the question of the day, which we always have a good question of the day. So does the being an authorized user help your credit? Whether you like it or not, credit is important. And it's here to stay regardless of what Maxine Watts says. Most of us know that you need good credit applying for loans or apartments, but even employers are starting to check potential employees' credit history these days. Almost every employer now does background checks. I've even seen one employer that will only hire people who have an American Express card because they assume that that means they've got decent enough credit, otherwise they wouldn't have that card. If you're stuck with bad credit, there usually isn't a lot you can do to fix it quickly. Somebody says they can do it in 2 weeks. You got to recheck closely because there are a couple of things that can be done in there. But for the most part, it takes a little longer than that. That's why you want to have your trade lines open early. You want to get your credit report early. You want to use low percentage of the available limits as much as you can. Some of those options, those are long-term plans. Getting the credit cards, maybe you're using a prepaid credit card. You got to make sure with an institution that does report. So there's a lot of different options in there. It could take years to boost your credit, but how can you actually do it quicker? Well, credit card companies will encourage, if you've ever activated a new credit card, at the end of the representative spiel, they'll often ask if there's anyone you'd like to add as an authorized user. Most people just gloss over this question and forget about it. But this is where it pays just to know how a credit score works. So the basics of the credit, every time you open a new credit card, your score is going to take a little bit of a hit in the average age and inquiry department. Since you're introducing a brand new card, they'll lower the average age of all your cards. Issuers also don't like to see too many inquiries on the report. but your score will be buoyed by adding a new account and increasing your overall credit limit. Usually isn't enough to offset the bad, though, which is why there's a 3 to 10 point drop every time you open a new credit card. So what's the authorized user concept? Being added as an authorized user is just like applying for a new credit card, but no hard inquiry. Some companies, like American Express, have even been known to backdate your card to the original member's since date. So in the past, if you added it onto an account, you've actually gotten that same age. Doesn't happen as much anymore, but you'll still see it still. As an authorized user, you will receive your own credit card that is linked to the main user's account. The authorized user can make purchases and payments, but it's not able to make any significant changes to the account. So if it's here's the idea of what you want as an authorized user on getting onto somebody else's report. You really want to be finding somebody who's got an old account, an old credit card that has been, it's 4, 5, 10 years old. They've got a high limit and a low balance. When they add you on as an authorized user, some of those attributes are going to flow through to your credit, and it's going to help you. It's going to make your credit jump because of that relationship that you have. Now, if you're on the flip side of the scenario and you're looking and saying, okay, I'm willing to give somebody or make somebody an authorized user, keep in mind, if you're considering adding an authorized user to your account, that the main cardholder will be responsible for all charges. If you have an authorized user that doesn't pay his or her bills, you are now responsible and your credit is at risk. In order to avoid this, you can add an authorized user, but don't give them the credit card. They'd still receive the credit benefits and you don't have to worry about the risk. Ultimately, if you're looking to boost your credit or help a family member or friend increase their score, adding them as an authorized user makes a lot of sense. You don't even have to give them the card to help them out. Just adding them will increase their number of accounts and total credit limit, and in turn raise their credit score. That is the Your Credit Matters segment. Again, brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. And again, as I've shared many, many times, reverse mortgage may not be the right solution for you. I've seen that maybe two times where I've seen that the reverse mortgage is not beneficial for somebody. In every other instance where we've done an extensive review, the reverse mortgage makes sense because not only does it give you equity, it gives you safety, and it protects your equity in the property. That's the biggie that most people don't understand, is that the reverse mortgage does protect your equity. And we can explain that. It's a little bit more complex. Give us a call at 800-306-1990. I'll share with you how that works. I do have people frequently will ask me about my feelings on balance transfers. And that's an issue you've got to be real, real careful with. Balance transfer. What is that? What is a credit card balance transfer? So you probably get some of these offers in the mail that say that you've been pre-approved for a credit card. All you have to do is go online or call in. They get a couple of pieces of information, and a week or 10 days later, your credit card is there. We'll frequently ask is, do you want to have a balance transfer? That would be saying, I've got a MasterCard, and I'm getting a Visa card, and I'd like to transfer the balance from my MasterCard, from my old MasterCard, to my new Visa card. Why would you do something like that? Well, some cards have a teaser rate that comes with them. I'm not looking for you to incur more liability. That's not a smart move. But some new credit cards come with a teaser for the first 6 months. There's a zero interest rate. Transfer the balance from your old card to your new card and continue making the same payment you've been making or a larger payment, and you'll start seeing your balance diminish. That's the idea. So you're saving a little bit of money going from one card to the other card, simply by doing a balance transfer. And if you've got a zero interest rate card, that can help you out. Now, on the old card, if you go out to dinner, you might want to use that card. Don't close the card. But if you go out for dinner with your wife or your husband, friends, whatever, you might want to use that card, but pay it off immediately. Act like it's cash. Pay it off immediately. We do not want to incur more debt, but we also want to make sure that that card maintains its sense of activity. We don't want it to be go dormant on us. If it goes dormant, that becomes a problem because now it's going to stop reporting. We don't want your cards to stop reporting. We want them to continue, so continue to help your credit report. And if you have a few different cards, as long as you're not paying a bunch of money for these different cards, well, think about that concept. What does that mean to you? What that really means is now if there is a hiccup, and I don't encourage this, but if there is some sort of a hiccup in there, it's not going to have as big of an effect. If you have one card and payment, it's going to have a big effect on your credit. If you have four or five credit cards and you have a late payment, well, then it's not going to have a major effect on your credit. Just thought for you. The other issue that I want you to be aware of is Social Security. How does early retirement affect Social Security? And we've talked about askaboutreversemortgages.com and that reverse mortgage option. Think about the concept. Many adults look forward to retirement. Some wouldn't mind leaving the workforce ahead of schedule, but few people think about the drawbacks of retiring early. Well, few realize that an early retirement might affect their long-term financial plan and their access to certain benefits. Read on as we listen further here. We'll talk about some of these issues. Well, maybe we won't. We might have to share this with you on another broadcast because we're running out of a bit of time. But you can get Social Security starting at age 62. The earlier you elect to receive the benefits, the smaller your monthly check. Again, if you retire early, that's another issue right there for you to consider. Early retirement, make sure you've got those 40 full quarters of Social Security so that you get the full benefit. When you put a zero in there, that poses a bit of a problem. You're going to get an extra 8% every year from age 62 to age 70 on your retirement. So, again, remember those issues. And the other thing I want you to remember for sure, set that first radio priest button to come back here every day to join Ron's Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. If you have any questions or any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. RonSiegelRadio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We're going to talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere. Making vacations gonna start right.